Makahaya Bryant shot by police in Columbus. I'm Gage, and this is The Divide. The other day, 16-year-old Bryant was shot by police in Columbus. Bryant was shot by police because she was attacking others with a knife. Now listen, when anyone dies, yes, it is a tragic thing. And honestly, I personally believe that, I mean, this was a young woman, 16 years old, extremely tragic that this had to happen. But the cop saved a life. And I think that's a very important thing to look at. That's a very important aspect to look at. Now the girl, as you can see by the video, was stabbing that girl sitting up next to the SUV. The big problem with this whole thing was that it was blown out of proportion. You had a lot of spectators in the area. You had a lot of people that were very much reacting as if, oh, this was a racist act.
Ass bitch that shot this poor fucking girl. I'm not gonna put this shit on camera, but he fucking shot this girl talking about she tried to stab him. The fuck? This somebody's fucking daughter, bitch.
A lot of people just didn't know what was going on. I mean, you have three white cops, whiter than ghosts, in fact. One of them just shot one of the black girls in the area, many of which knew that black girl.
Y'all some fucking bitch. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I said, do something.
Now, this racist event went viral on social media, and many celebrities were commenting on it. I mean, celebrities do know best after all. But one most notable tweet was put out by LeBron James. You're next, hashtag accountable. Now, the photo is, of course, the police officer that tragically shot the 16-year-old black girl in Columbus. And well, I think a lot of people thought that LeBron James was a hero for the Black Lives Matter organization. Now, he later deleted this tweet after facing a lot of backlash from a lot of people. Now, I know that celebrities think that they're kind of on top and everyone respects their opinion, but in this case, I think that this went too far. Now, this was a legitimate case of, well, the police officer did, in my opinion, what he needed to do. Now, I'm not a racist. You know, I know people in the comment section are going to say that I'm a racist and that 16-year-old girl should still be alive today. And in my opinion, well, listen, she was attacking somebody else's life. Now, let me put this in perspective. Let's say the cop did nothing, and let's say Bryant stabbed that other girl, killing her. I have a feeling that the media would be saying something totally different. They'd be saying that the cop didn't do his job and that, well, he was being irresponsible. Now, after all those celebrities tweeted and said their two cents on social media, protests started breaking out all around the area and, well, around the country. Now, I said in the last episode that I believe that Derek Chauvin did what he needed to do, what was necessary, what was police protocol. He was just doing his job, which I think is a very important thing to say. Now, he obviously has been charged with three counts of murder. Now, you saw the Black Lives Matter protests last year, the riots, everyone, they thought they were working for a bigger cause. They thought that they were going to end this so-called racism in this country. Now, I'm not saying racism doesn't exist. I'm just saying that it's not as big of a problem as people say. I mean, for example, one of the celebrities tweeting this out, LeBron James, he's worth tens of millions of dollars, one of the most successful basketball players in all of the world, and he's sitting here acting like he lives in the hood. Last year, the Black Lives Matter protests, they didn't solve anything. And with Derek Chauvin going to jail, they say justice has been served. This was never about Chauvin. This is about law and order. Now, I said in the last episode that these people don't like law and order. Now, I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about whites, blacks, all races that are involved in this Black Lives Matter organization. Because listen, it is a racist organization. They are sitting here calling out this so-called racism in this country, when in reality, they are just trying to abolish the police system. They don't want police. They don't want law enforcement. They don't want people enforcing the laws that we have created for this great land. I called them anarchists in the last episode, and I still stand by that comment because I think that they are. And I think it's extremely irresponsible that the mainstream media and politicians like Joe Biden are giving them a platform. I think it's honestly terrible to see because this country is falling down because of it. Everyone that disagrees with them in their eyes is a racist. I disagree. disagree with the Black Lives Matter movement, but I'm considered a racist. Now, one of the only arguments that these people use when you debate them is that all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter. And I think that's, well, a very terrible thing to say because all lives do matter. Now, it's not going to stop with George Floyd. It's going to happen every time a Black person gets killed by a police officer, every time a Black person breaks the law and sees repercussions. This is going to happen. There's going to be protests. There's going to be hashtags trending on Twitter. BLM has more influence than the United States government worldwide. Now, it needs to be made clear that these are tragic deaths, and I don't think that anyone should lose their life. But if you're breaking the law, you need to see repercussions, and that's just how it goes. Obviously, I'm not saying you break the law, you get killed. But in this specific instance, someone's life was on the line, and well, this cop had one thing to do, and that was shoot the girl that had the knife, the weapon. I think the takeaway from all this is that this country is not safe. More and more of this is going to happen on a daily basis, but only time is going to tell on this. I just want to tell everyone, stay safe in this country because dark days are ahead of us. Please follow, like, subscribe, comment down below. I want to know your thoughts on this whole situation. Now, obviously, it was a tragic death. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.